This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Don't you find it amazing with all this talk about how we're going to pay for healthcare? How do we pay for disease? How do we pay for medications? How do we pay for treatments and chemotherapy? All this focus, almost nobody is talking about how do we make people healthier? How do we prevent disease and avoid all of these costs that are bankrupting our nation, bankrupting our insurance companies or states or cities or pension funds? How do we make people healthier? Why is that almost never a topic? Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, oh yeah, well, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. You know, another 50 million people in America are obese. People have a sedentary lifestyle. They're eating processed foods, toxic food ingredients like sodium nitrite that cause cancer, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, and GMOs. Pesticides in the food, glyphosate in the food, on and on. And nobody's talking about maybe we should stop making people sick. You know, maybe we should outlaw disease-promoting ingredients in the food supply. There's a start. I mean, the food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases, and then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because everybody's sick. Because you're eating death. You're eating disease all the time. Every trip to the grocery store, you're eating diabetes. Not you in particular, but I mean the population at large. They're eating diabetes. They're eating cancer. They're eating heart disease. And nobody, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not President Trump, not the senators, nobody, not the media, not even the universities, nobody is saying, how do we avoid these costs? And you know why? Of course you do. You do know why, because if you listen to this podcast, you already know. Because there's all kinds of profit in treating sickness. And that is the business model in America today, which has become a pharma state, a pharmaceutically controlled state, like a narco state, but it's a pharma state because there's profit in the sickness industry. And that is what keeps the system going, keeps everybody sick, keeps the toxic poisons in the food supply, making sure that we have another wave of Alzheimer's or a wave of cancer or a wave of diabetes. It's all baked into the system. They don't want people to be well. They don't want America to be healthy. They want to make money off disease. End of story. And the entire political system functions as nothing more than a prostitute shill for that agenda. And as a result, how many people do we have who can't afford insurance or are losing their jobs because the insurance is too expensive? Well, of course it's too expensive because everybody's sick and diseased and eating toxic foods that are making them even sicker. Of course you can't afford to pay for sickness and disease as it keeps getting worse across the country. Of course it's unaffordable if most of the country is eating disease-causing foods. So what do you do? Well, here's the constructive action side of all of this. If you find yourself without health insurance, what do you do? Well, number one, protect your health. Avoid the sickness. Now, a lot of people say, well, you can't avoid sickness. Cancer just happens like random chance, like getting struck by lightning. No, no. Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause. If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause. And if it has a cause, it means it can be prevented. And what are the causes of cancer? Let me see. Very simple, right off the top of my head. Chronic vitamin D deficiency. Chronic exposure to sodium nitrite in the food supply. Chronic exposure to toxic chemicals in cosmetics and personal care products. Fragrance products and laundry detergents and fabric softeners and dryer sheets. Toxic air pollution. Right? all kinds of things. You can go right on down the list. This is easy to list the causes of cancer. But do people take steps to avoid cancer? Usually not. They're out there buying beef jerky at the grocery store with sodium nitrite in it, even though it forms nitrosamines in your body, which is a very potent, aggressive cause of chemically induced cancer. So people are eating cancer every day, and then they complain that healthcare isn't working and it's not affordable. They're eating cancer every day, and then complain that they can't afford it. So stop eating cancer. Stop giving yourself these diseases. Clean up your life. Clean up your pantry. Get the chemicals out of your bathroom and out of your shower and out of your kitchen and out of your toilet and out of your garage. All the pesticides, chemicals that people have in their garages are just absolutely atrocious. Get the chemicals out of your life. Make healthier food choices. Buy organic. Oh, you think organic is expensive? How expensive is it to get cancer and undergo chemotherapy and lose 10 years of your life? That's expensive. Buying organic is cheap. See, you got to start investing in your health. And we as a nation have to do that as well. We have to invest in disease prevention, which means good nutrition and avoidance of the toxic chemicals and toxic ingredients that promote disease. Don't drink soda, high fructose corn syrup. Might as well just call it diabetes syrup. It's bad. And it's one of the main reasons why we have a diabetes epidemic in this country, why we have obesity at such high levels. So you got to start investing, if you're not already, investing in your health. If you don't have health insurance, you need to make sure that you stay as healthy as possible. And I say, even if you have insurance, stay as healthy as possible. You know, the mindset that people have is like, you know, oh, I'm going to sit on the couch and eat donuts and pizza because Obama gave me free health insurance, so they'll cover it. Like, really? You don't mind being diseased and sick just because the government's giving you free coverage for the doctor visits? Really? What kind of mindset is that? It's like suicide. Why would anybody have that philosophy? You know, the wise people in society, people like you and me, are like, no, I really don't need health insurance except maybe some catastrophic plan in case there's an accident or injury. You know, you get slammed by a semi tractor trailer on the highway, you know, break your foot, whatever. You go to the hospital, you're going to need that. You can't control that. But most chronic disease, you can control. You can prevent it every day based on what you eat. You stop poisoning your skin with the toxic cosmetic products that are sold at Walmart or everywhere, every grocery store across America. Get off the toxic prescription drugs that are destroying your liver, destroying your kidneys, ruining your brain function. You know, the drugs cause more disease. You got to get off of those drugs safely, I encourage you. Work with a naturopathic physician who can help you get off of them slowly, over time, in a safe way, and clean up your life and clean up your diet so that you don't need blood pressure drugs and statin drugs and what else? Pain-killing drugs and drugs to sleep and drugs to eat, drugs to poop, drugs for everything. Drugs are killing you, and they're killing our country. It's the takeaway from all of this is, you know, even if you don't have health insurance, you can greatly reduce your risk of disease, greatly, because disease is not random, spontaneous chance. It's not like losing the bad disease lottery or something. You control almost all of your outcomes in terms of health. Even if you have so-called bad genes, you can control the expression of those genes based on what you eat, based on your nutrition. Most people are nutritionally deficient in magnesium and vitamin D, and they could use more vitamin C as well. Most people don't eat enough fresh fruits or superfoods or vegetables, or just people could benefit from raw juicing. People are doing too much meat, too much dairy, too much cheese, too much processed food, too much sugar, too much soda, obviously, artificial sweeteners, all these things. So the answers are simple. It's just astonishing to me that nobody, almost, is talking about the solutions. All they're talking about when it comes to healthcare reform is who pays for disease? Who pays for all the treatments and all the drugs and everything that's enriching the sick care industry instead of saying, how do we make people healthier? How do we prevent cancer on a nationwide basis? And I have the answers to that. If some future government were courageous enough to make me Surgeon General or something like that, you know, I'd go in there, I'd ban pharmaceutical advertising. I would ban about 25 toxic ingredients. You know, I would clean up the food supply in no time. I'd put heavy metals limits on the food, ban glyphosate herbicide. I'd clean up the system in no time. And cancer rates would plummet and diabetes rates would plummet. The nation would be healthier and happier and start saving billions of dollars a year on healthcare costs. And of course, the drug companies would scream bloody murder because they're making less money. Because that's all this is to them, is a money-making scam. So they don't want people to get healthy. Remember that. Every time, if you watch any health issue on the news or a commercial or a magazine article or anything from the mainstream media, remember, they're all prostitutes to the drug industry, and the drug industry doesn't want people to get healthy because they would lose their business. And that's why the healthcare insurance talk is all about who pays for increasing sickness. That's it. That's all they want to do, is basically they want 50% of the GDP to be medication costs and sick care costs while everybody becomes a miserable, brain-damaged, you know, victim of the sick care industry. That's it. That's the model. That's what they want. So stay informed on all of this. Read naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.